Hand off to Hamilton through the right gap. He gets down to about the 3 yard line. Not much going there as the white jerseys piled him up pretty fast. About the pile, we'll give that one to James Dubes.
James Dubes definitely there. It actually looked like Hamilton ran into Luke Stern as much as anybody, but not much happening there. Maybe even a loss of a yard on the play. So good, tough defense there by Lakers. Still standing tall. If there's any defense out there that's not going to give up an easy touchdown, it's Lakers.
Second down, goal to go from the 4 yard line. Working off that right hash, Cassidy on the far right side of your radio. Three men backfield. And Cosrell's going to keep for himself, but brought down by Austin Geiger in the backfield, way back at the 9 yard line. Geiger blasted right through that line of maroon jerseys and brings down Cosrell for a 5 yard loss.
Now, Santa Cosrell with the read option.
Saying 2 yards, actually, according to the spot.
Santa Cosrell, I don't know if that was the designed run, but if it was a read option, he completely missed it. Brennan Hamilton walked into the end zone virtually untouched. You got to hand that ball off. If it's a designed run, that's too bad because it was read perfectly by Austin Geiger and that defensive line of Lakers. They were all over Cathrell there, and a big loss going to put him back almost at the 5.5 yard line now. It's third down. Certainly changes the play call. The run may not be an option anymore, but it's four down territory for Cass City nonetheless.
Third and goal from the 5. Clock rolling, 20 seconds left. Nick Perry gets the handoff. Touchdown, Cass City! Nick Perry with his second score of the night from 5 yards out with 17 seconds left in the third quarter. We are all tied at 12 apiece.
A little bit of a counter to the left. Nick Perry is typically the guy that goes up the middle. They let him run it out to the left, and as soon as he counters to the left and that defense plants that foot, so does he. Cuts back to the middle of the field and goes untouched into the end zone from 5 yards away. And with 17 seconds to go in the third quarter, we're back to where we started at 12 apiece. Cass City setting up a plan. I don't know if they're going for two or trying the extra point. I didn't see.
Going for two. Trying to make this a two-point ball game. Receiver wide each way. Nick Perry keeping Sandon Cathrell company in the shotgun. And it's going to be a reverse. Hamilton gets it, and he dives across the line, and two-point conversion is good. Cass City leads 14-12. With 17.2 seconds left in the third, Cass City leading by 2 points, 14-12, right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
In our lives, there are a lot of unknowns. How much the electrical bill will be, what the weather will be like this weekend, or am I going to be healthy? That's why it's good to be sure. And that's spelled S-C-H-E-U-R-E-R. Take control of your life and maintain a lifestyle that is fun, enjoyable, and most of all, healthy. You can be sure in life by being sure. All you have to do is make an appointment with one of our family practice physicians in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, or Caseville. Whether you meet with Dr. Paul Scannon in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Lori Hanselman, Teresa Ginther, and Blake Putman in Pigeon, or Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson at Elkton Family Medicine, you can be sure that you are receiving the best care possible. Better health, better life is our mantra at Sure, and let's make it yours too. Make things in your life certain, or I should say, sure. Visit sure.org for more information so that if someone asks you, "Are you sure?" you can join the thousands of others and say, "I am sure." Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
You always hear about them. Those super long drives coming out of the T formation, and that one was exactly that. 81 yards, 11 minutes, and 43-second drive for the Cass City Redhawks. And they get a two-point lead to do it, 14-12, Cass City. Kick comes into the 33-yard line into Taylor Cady. Breaks free his first tackle. Second tackle's broken as well, still on his feet at the Laker 43-yard line and finally brought down. So with 7.5 seconds left in the third quarter, Lakers will take over on offense at their own 42-yard line, according to the spot. Actually, 43.
Taylor Cady with a nice return there, breaking some tackles, giving Lakers good field position to start this drive. Matter of fact, it's going to start at their own 43-yard line. So good field position now. We'll see if this Cass City defense can remain dominant. They cannot not get burnt by the pass play, especially the deep pass play. The run defense has been phenomenal. We'll see how Lakers offense responds. 7 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Last play of this quarter, so we think. Double wing offense, Preston Warren in motion, hits the pitch, dives in through that B gap, gets across the 45, out to about the 46-yard line. That's how the third quarter will end. Altogether, Lakers gets one playoff in that third quarter. That's because Cassidy held the ball for 11 minutes and 43 seconds on that touchdown drive, putting them up by 2 points. It's Red Hawks 14, Lakers 12. When we return, we'll have the fourth quarter of the district championship right here from Cass City, Michigan.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at only $399. Randy's has over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster. Randy's has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Starting the fourth quarter on a second down, 7 to go. It's a handoff for the Lakers. Gee now for the first down across midfield, down to about the 47-yard line. Jake Kretschmer actually gets the carry, and he's out for about 7, maybe 8 yards, and they're saying to move the chains. First down for the Lakers. Tackle made by Sandon Cothrell, the free safety.
A delayed run to Kretschmer. Still kind of favoring that left ankle, but it's definitely not as bad as he was leading us on to believe in the pregame warm-ups. But a delayed run. They sell a run around the right side to Preston Warren, and then a delayed handoff to Kretschmer up the middle. A big hole to run through. He runs straight ahead and gets nice yardage on first down.
Katie in motion. He gets the pitch to the left, finds the B-gap, can cross the 45 down to about the 43. It's a gain of 3 on the play. Second down, 7 to go. Tackle made by the linebacker, Nick Perry.
Yeah, Taylor Cady, not a lot of running room. He tries the left side. Nick Perry follows him around, meets him there. They might give him 3 yards on the play, but that would be it.
Pawama Westphalia now leads New Lothrop 28-14. Sometime in that ballgame. We're not exactly sure if that's accurate. 3 minutes, 51 seconds left in the second quarter. Getting word from that Harbor Beach game as the Greater Thumb Conference hard-nosed football starting to take effect on the Saginaw Valley as they cannot hit. 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 14-12. Cass City leading, Lakers on offense at the Cass City 43-yard line. It's a run right up the middle for Wisner on the keeper out to about the 38-yard line. It's a gain of 5 on the play. Sets up a third down manageable, about 3 yards to go. And third down 2.
62, Hank Janik makes a tackle for Cass City. He's able to trip up Wisner. One of the first design runs, one of the few we've seen anyways all night, where design run, where Wisner is expected to run the football. They put a guy in motion to be the lead blocker, and he follows through quickly. You can tell he's healthy, Clark. He looks really good out there, moves really, really well. And don't be surprised in a close game as they move along in this second half. He runs the ball and makes more plays with his feet.
We have some wing backs, but everyone else is a receiver. Wisner keeps it for himself, has the first down across the 35. Finally brought down at the 33 by number 51, Connor Sines. Tackle for the Cass City Redhawks. 10-10 left in the fourth quarter. Lakers starting to march down the field. They're at the Cass City 32.
Same play, just slightly different formation. They had three receivers wide on the play, all of them to the left that time. The play before, they had two to the left and one to the right. But all in all, a design run for Wisner to go straight ahead. It's basically the wing T, the double wings version of the spread offense. No real obvious pass plays, just design quarterback runs, and now back to their double wing offense.
First and 10 reverse to Taylor Cady coming around the left side, but Cassidy's there to bring him down to the 40-yard line. Nick Perry in the action, as well as almost looks like Jared Nagel. And they're going to bring him down for a huge loss way back at the 40-yard line. And that is a loss of 8 yards. Second down, 18 to go.
That's a play that's worked well for them throughout the season. Cass